Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is History by Christian Barter. He's published three books of poems, the most recent being Bye Bye Land, a book-length poem, which received the Isabella Gardner Prize. His primary occupation is working on a trail crew, planning and overseeing construction and rehabilitation of hiking trails at Acadia National Park, where he also serves as poet laureate. History is a section of Bye Bye Land. He writes, "My overall approach in writing Bye Bye Land was to get distance, objectivity of a sort, but to really get all the way back to where we are they. It was surprising to me how much one change of pronoun altered my perspective on things. In this passage, the idea of someone trying to figure out who we were allowed me to take on the old question from a different perspective. Who are we? And how important will many of the things we hold most dear look later, especially if we destroy ourselves and or the planet? That is, our concept of freedom, the idea of accruing wealth, using the legal system as the ultimate judge of things, and even poetry. Was Shakespeare kind of full of it when he said his love would shine forever in black ink?" History by Christian Barter. And what will be said about them when they are gone? That they saw the sky for what it was, the trees for what they were, the grass, that they did better than their parents, that they loved their children, that they got up every morning and went to work, that they were like children themselves, really, borrowing things to play at being adults. That look at these hieroglyphs, how cool is that? That what they felt is ultimately more important than whatever it was exactly they were doing. That at least they left us these condominiums, the countless gigs of research, and a flight path to the moon. To the moon, Alice. That most of what they did was actually legal. That what is life for if not to stroll campuses and stand in chapels under the huge stained glass? That they had faith? That given the crudeness of their instruments, that dude, I found an arrowhead? That all we can do is hope that they were happy. That they were good people, damn it. And if they gassed somebody, they must have had a reason. That they were good people. That they were free. That there goes one of them now. Oh, no, it's just black ink shining bright. That did they really die of pseudoscience? That it's obvious to us, of course. That are you sure you haven't combined the actions of one creature with the conscience of another? That who are we to judge them, we of the future, who do not yet even know who we really are? That was History by Christian Barter. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chute and family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward with production assistance from Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.